Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, and I am the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. How are you? Welcome back, episode 14, and we're almost there. But this is episode 14, and we're going to be talking about rule number 13, you are not a spy. Those working in the information technology industry are sometimes considered quote-unquote hackers by those who have a little trouble fully grasping what a network analyst or support technician does and does not do. Unfortunately, there will be those times when people will just flat out accuse you of reading their emails without their permission or hacking into their PCs, their work PCs, for some dubious reason or another. As the lead IT person for my region, I was not immune to such accusations, especially when individuals were caught with their hands in the cookie jar and were looking for a way to save themselves. Sometimes it was just to deflect attention from a real problem. Having the keys to the digital castle made my staff and me easy targets. Of course, I was shocked the first time such accusations arose, but this served as a catalyst to do something to change their perception of my department, my staff, and me. I got out there and started to get to know my coworkers. As soon as they realized I was actually there to help, people started to feel a bit more at ease. Or at least I thought so. Now, when you get out there, make sure, and it's up to you, to realize and for them to understand that you are not a spy. You should never give the impression that you are spying to your peers, your supervisors, and most of all to the employees you encounter during your walks. For any program to work, especially one that involves managers interacting with employees other than their own, this concept or rule is important in creating, well, authenticity. This is also a rule that would be the most difficult for all employees at all levels to understand and accept. It is also a rule that will come into its own over time. As I previously mentioned, staff will be suspicious of your actions and activities right from the start. This is normal, and it's expected. Rest assured, over time, this attitude will change, provided you are not doing this to spy on your peers and those who work under and around you. It won't work. Now, if you are using the Walking Leader as a tool to become a spy, I ask you to please stop right now. Proceed no further. This is not what being a leader is about. It was never intended to be about that. A leader, no, you need to gain their trust. You need to keep their trust. You need to work hard to get others to trust you and believe in you. And acting like a spy is not the way to do it. So how does a leader convince others that her intentions are purely what she says they are? Simple. Always be authentic. Always be genuine. And just always be yourself. Show them that you will, on occasion, have to do things that may appear, quote-unquote, spy-like. See, as I mentioned in rule number 11, correct on the spot, you will encounter incidents and situations where you will have to step into corrective action mode and address what must be addressed. This does not mean that you were out there with the intention of finding something wrong. This just means that you stepped in when the situation called for you to step in. Such situations could range from simple safety infractions, you know, like filling out filling out the wrong form for a client. Now, a word of caution here. To third-party observers, again, third parties outside of you and the people you're interacting with, third-party observers, it may appear that what you are doing is spying. So usually these observers are individuals who are not familiar with what you're doing, or customers who have limited interaction with you, your organization, or any of its employees. Don't sweat it. There will come a time when those employees will know exactly what is happening. Those individuals will know exactly what is happening. And they will be able to effectively understand what you are doing and why you are doing it. As I've tried to emphasize, to overcome the sense of being considered a spy, you must have patience and understanding. Know that being consistent will help minimize the impression of spying. However, there will be people, employees, peers, and even supervisors or superiors who will consider you a spy and not be quiet about what they think. Do not confront anyone in an effort to convert them. This will make them even more suspicious of you, and it'll be even harder for you to convert them. Now, if you really want to do something and to attempt to convert someone, all you have to do is act. Your actions will be all the proof that anyone and everyone will need to know that you will need to know that you are not the spy that you are being made out to be. Again, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. Don't worry about it. Don't go out there with the intent of, oh, I'm going to catch them doing something wrong. We talked about that earlier. And again, don't go out there just for the intent of, you know, seeing what the other guy's doing, what they're up to. No. If that's all you're going to go for, you're doing this for the whole, for all the wrong reasons, and that is not a good thing. In actuality, you just need to just have your eyes open, ears open, mouth closed, go out there and listen, interact, note down things. But again, it's like I said earlier in previous podcasts, if you have a situation that needs to be addressed, then you better step in, you better act, you better do something about it right then and there. Don't write it down, don't hide it, don't bury it in your bottom of your notebook or your pocket or something, and then later on use it as a trump card. No, don't do that. That's not what this is about. This is nothing like what it should be. What it should be you out there constantly interacting with everybody and letting them know that you're on their side. That's really it. Don't give them any doubt. Well, folks, that is rule number 13. You are not a spy. Don't do it. Don't think about it. Don't become one. And above all, just be yourself, be true, be authentic. You'll do just fine. That takes care of episode 14. Again, I thank you for listening. And if you're following me on Twitter, thank you for following. But let me know you found me because of the podcast. Or you're listening and you are listening to the podcast. I really do want to hear from you. I want to know that this is getting out there. I see hits. I see stuff happening, but I don't know. No one's written. So I really would love to hear from you. And if you've got comments, questions, concerns, ideas, let me know. I want to hear from you. That's how this is going to get better. So until next time, my name is Dave, and this is the Walking Leader Podcast. And it's based on my book, The Walking Leader, The 20 Rules You Can Follow Now to Guide You Down the Path of Leadership Greatness in Your Organization. And until next time, thank you. Oh, follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, DaveGuerra. And visit my website, DaveGuerra.com. And thanks for listening. Thank you for your time. And I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.